isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a degree in automotive psychology and an enthusiasm for the music popular back when my parents would cruise Skip's Fiesta in a Hudson on summer nights in Chicago. Some 50-plus reviews ago, we motivated in Chuck Berry's Maybelline, wooed a gal with Gene Vincent's Pink Thunderbird, did a Cadillac boogie with Jimmy Liggins, dragged in the Beach Boys' Little Deuce Coupe, had to get out of the Trainier's car, found out what every woman Billy the Kid Emerson knows, sung a V8 blues with Mose Allison, rode in a Buick 59 with the Medallions, and raced a Hot Rod Lincoln with Johnny Bond. And back by popular demand on the Rock and Rhythm Review, we again pay homage to the automobile. This time around, the Medallions and Chuck Berry will take a victory lap. Whilst entering the field will be Eddie DeGosh and the Red Tops, James Gallagher, Doc Starks and the Knight Riders, William Walker, Mr. Bear and his Bearcats, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, and the Sonics. In 1964, it was hard to imagine a group with a harder sound than the Kinks, but up in the Pacific Northwest, the Kinks sound was considered pop. This aptly named Seattle group was as loud as their name implied, but similarly passed quickly, while leaving behind a legacy that defined the Sonics as grunge before grunge, punk before punk, and the quintessential garage rock band. Let's hit the nitrous with Boss Hoss. Eddie DeGosh hailed from San Antonio and called Tex-Mex stalwarts Rudy Tootie Grazel, Johnny Olin, and Doug Somm bandmates on occasion. DeGosh arguably failed to hit the RPMs his peers achieved, but did manage a 1958 full-throttle Rockabilly Meets Little Richard tune for the micro-label award, 1 Mile.
I was a-cruising along in my time you get home, your folks are gonna be talking 1 mile. Yeah, 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 1 mile. You're such a nice girl, it's only 1 mile to your home. Well, I took my gal to a driving show. Said, oh boy, the time I really go. I started making love and love as strong as the bed. I could have froze to death before she didn't care. When at home, I said, baby, start walking. Let me get home, your folks are gonna be talking 1 mile. Yeah, 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 1 mile. You're such a nice girl. She didn't care. Open that door, I said, baby, start walking. Time you get home, your folks are gonna be talking 1 mile. Yeah, 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 1 mile. He doesn't lie, girl. It's only 1 mile to your home. Well, I cruising along about 103. Pull off a rope beneath a shady tree. Say, come on, baby, get on that heat. Oh, my goodness, what you done to me 1 mile. Yeah, 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 1 mile. You got the nice girl, it's only 1 mile to you.
Although chart success were two words in this group's vocabulary that never applied, as a live act, they found work aplenty up and down the Eastern Seaboard. Bassist James Doc Starks and his fluid aggregation of studio pros, the Knight Riders, cut a slew of singles for various labels throughout the 50s and early 60s, but the two singles on the Apollo imprint in 1954 best captured the sound they delivered, Women in Cadillacs.
Set your
It was 1956 when this Thunderbird rolled off the line as the first single on the ridiculously obscure Tri-Light label, the last of many labels entrepreneur Ollie T. Hall operated, and apparently the first and last thing that a virtually unheard of William Walker recorded.
Hey, Daddy, can I go riding with you and your pretty Thunderbird?
Sure, baby, you know you can ride anywhere with me. Come on.
Not 80, 90, 110, but when the cops began to chase the sweetest thing in the world,
I guess if I was born with the handle Reuben T. Gollaher, I guess I'd have a glove box full of pseudonyms too. Whitey Gallagher, Jay Gallagher, Rube Gallagher, Marlon Theodore, and finally, James Gallagher, the name Reuben used in 1959 on his vanity label B&G when he cut Ford and Shaker. Now, we know what a Ford is, but what's this shaker business? A shaker refers to a car that has its air intake system atop the engine, poking up through, but not connected to, the hood, such that as the engine shakes, so do the intakes.
Ford and the Shaker were having a shade one dark night in a lonely place. Cole popped up, loaded to the gills. They chased him, bombed just to get to the thrill. Yeah, man! Look at them go! Took every hot rod one by one. My baby said, now ain't this fun? Yeah, she digs it the mad man. She digs it the most. Cold man go on and win his chase. Nothing to do but take first place. Yeah, I know that, honey. I know that. Got disorder, but I turned 110 in just a quarter. Yeah, I was flying them low. Big Daddy O, there's another cat coming. He's flying low and his wheels are humming. I see them, honey, I see them. Baby, this one's in a bag. Just set tight and we'll win the strike. Yeah, honey, 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 honey. No, Daddy-O, you're not coming in. Move over, roll, let another dog win. Yeah!
get it over. Boat was hot and I'm not kidding, but the chick'll never seen like a boat was in. Yeah, there you go. I'm not kidding, but the chick'll never seen like a boot who said, ha-ha, there you go, if you come to high water patrol. Here we go, yeah, yeah, we gotta get out of here.
The medallion's anachronistic Buick 59 made an appearance in part one of our salute to the automobiles and are back again with another from a quintet of car songs the group cut. Led by tenor Vernon Green, the medallions seem to change their lineup every 3,000 miles, as illustrated by the fact that the medallions providing backup to Green on this 1956 tune were actually another well-known vocal group, the Meadowlarks. Push Button Automobile.
Hey babe, hey babe, come on a ride in my push button automobile. Hey babe, come on a ride in my push button automobile. Come on baby, and get behind the wheel. You push your button in and the motor starts. You push on the gas, it will thrill your heart. Hey babe, come on a ride in my push button automobile. I want you to know just how good it feels. You push a button one, it will change it flat. You push another button, it will tip your hat. You push a button three, turns on the TV. Another button brings you close to me. Hey baby, come on a ride in my push button automobile. I want you to know just how good it feels. Got to carburetors, a tank full of gas. Come on baby, let's ride in class. Got power steering and power brakes. Got the latest and the greatest and everything it takes. Hey baby, come on ride in my push button automobile. I want you to know just how good. Two, it thrills you through and through. You push button four, it opens up the door. You push button five, it's in overdrive. You push button six, you will get your kicks. Hey baby, come on and ride in my push button automobile. I want you to know just how good it feels.
Ride, ride, ride.
Hey girl, in my push button automobile. It feels.
Push button automobile.
Come on, girl. Let's go.
If you thought there's no way you could be clocked by radar in 1956, you'd be wrong. The first ticket via radar gun was issued in Chicago, April 1954. However, honker Teddy McRae, aka Mr. Bear, would have to wait another dozen years after he and his Bearcats cut this arcane novelty for the Groove label before the Fuzzbuster would be invented. Radar.
I was driving along the new highway. I was zigging and zagging and speeding away. Then I heard that whistle blow, and I pulled up to the side of the road. The cop said, "Man, you're doing 105. I'm surprised that you are still alive." I said, "Man, how you know I was going that fast? I only pulled over to let you pass." He says, "We don't have to be near your car. You see, now we've got
radar.
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 Radar. on that radar. Saturday night I was at Joe's bar, buying drinks for a dog with a new Jaguar. Just then my wife come busting through the door yelling, "No, no more. You better be saving your cash for me, or you gonna be charged with a legal fee." "Woman, how you know I was at Joe's? I left you at the picture show." She says, "Man, I always know just where you are. You see, now I've got
radar.
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 Radar. Man, that show is something, that radar." Out with my chick. Man, I was just living it up and getting my kicks. Suddenly she yelled, "No, no, there's something I got to let you know. No more loving, that's my advice. I just found out you got a wife." "Woman, tell me, how you know I got a spouse? You ain't never been to my house." She says, "Baby, I don't have to be near or far. You see, now I've got
radar.
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 Man, that radar, that must be something, that radar." Now, one of my wives saw me.
The V8 motor is as American as the Statue of Liberty, the Etch-a-Sketch, and the bikini.
They're all French.
What? They're all French. Leon Levavasseur invented the V8 in 1902 and promptly applied it to boats and aircrafts, not automobiles. And after years touting a V12, Lincoln switched to the V8 after an 8-year hiatus for the restarted 1956 Continental line, and Screamin' Jay Hawkins undoubtedly took note of its $10,000 price tag, same price as a Rolls-Royce that year, when he cut this unissued tune in late 1955. $10,000 Lincoln Continental.
Talk about a Buick 59 and a Rocket 88. Cadillac Maybelline is still flying, and that Ford is still late. The road is wide open and the view is clear. Bring on the turnpike, 'cause the car is here. I got a bathtub on a dashboard and a drugstore on my right. I ain't even checked the gasoline since I left the moon last night. I put slugs in the slot machine whenever I please. Turn on my hi-fi television and hit the blues and Japanese in my 1900. Lincoln Continental, yeah. Woo! I got everything in the back seat for the racetrack. Child, it's just too little. Thunder and lightning don't know no man, but when it comes to speed, me and lightning shake a hand. Now I admit it's tough. Maybelline around, but with $10,000, even you would put it down in my $10,000 1956 Lincoln Continental. Yes, I got everything in my back. $10,000, a Lincoln Continental. Woo, Lord, $10,000.
is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Ransom Olds. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com. And be sure to visit jetmasters.com to learn more about the Rock and Rhythm Review. A master mechanic of the Car Concerto, Chuck Berry's last car tune for Chess Records prior to his 1966 departure for the Mercury label, was this tribute to the Mustang. Anticipating a release past the song's late 1965 recording, Chuck references a 1966 Mustang, but most notable is the intentional nod, and not with fondness, to Terre Haute, Indiana, where Chuck was briefly a guest of the federal government 4 years prior. My Mustang Ford.
This is my Ford, my beautiful Ford. Yeah, I love it. Black windows. I can hide anytime I want to hide, you know, when it's time to hide.
Carried me.